This next poem is called The Horseshoe. I can't read the small print in the scrapbook. Does this say, relinquishing all bats, feeling faint on the balcony? There is so much to be corrected here. So many scribbles and grumbles, blind premonitions. How does one interpret on this late branch the unexpected? I can see just here that strength was gathering, perhaps even an excess, and specifically the heart-rending detail of the horseshoe found propped against the windowsill. Years of toil to find the right angle. I'm almost rigid with anticipation, maneuvering as at an opera intermission. Stroping the razor, occasional whining, exploits of idleness, all are clenched against a tea time eventuality. The progenitors, with their inspired plaintive skeletons, engulf us here for several pages, then sink like migrating hooves. What happened to them? I trusted their wings, their heroic gusto methods. I am shaving this gossipy impetus like rigid articles away from my face. I see the corrections penciled in. I'm privy to their forgetfulness, a sprawling design. I look away and project streaks of hesitant chance wherever I look, pulsating veins of thin planks to help me bridge this muscular aria. Aslant the tone of life's dialogue between siestas, the horseshoe diversion is polished, its legs degenerating athletically anyway. It's all in the ankle or the wind, in breeding bones. Scrapbook, I am in the middle of your hive. I must take back your corrections to the mute and infirm stretches of my own big shave, swell the parallel world with your murky burden, still betting against this charm nailed to the side door of a photograph to ward off, what was it? Was it me? I don't have to explain to you, you're this expert poetry audience. I don't know. Everybody else's family seems to make more sense to them than mine does to me. I don't know when I've been trying for years to piece it together a little bit, and it just doesn't make any sense. Just doesn't make any sense at all why anybody did anything. I mean, would you cross the prairie, you know, 2,000 miles or more in a covered wagon in 1850 if your last name was, you know, if your name was James Nail? To open a hardware store in downtown Kansas City, a city of 500 people, and call it Nails? I mean, I thought people crossed all that distance to seize land and do grand things. Not to open up a little nail shop.